difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit CallDixie.com.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
I'm Chris Foster. Election results are now certified in all six states where President Trump has been disputing Joe Biden victories. In Arizona, the president called into a meeting of Republican legislators to say he won those states. Arizona's Republican Governor Doug Ducey on Twitter says his state has some of the strongest election laws in the country, and he's following them. Today, President-elect Biden introduces members of his economic team, led by women.
Janet Yellen, who formerly served as Fed chair, will be nominated for Secretary of the Treasury. If confirmed, she will be the first woman to lead the Treasury Department in its 231-year history. Neera Tanden, who leads the left-leaning Center for American Progress, will be nominated to serve as the Director of the Office of Management and Budget.
Fox's John Decker in Wilmington, Delaware. America's listening to Fox News.
Williams, I'll wake up at 6:05. The weather coming up with Rich. It's a little bit nipply outside.
Break your butt up!
Holiday season, a remix of all your favorite classics.
I'll be in quarantine
for Christmas.
We've remixed and updated every song.
You can
stay away from me.
Tunes that capture the essence of the year.
You better not jump, you better not cry, better not count, I'm telling you why.
Nobody. It's beginning to look a lot like
COVID-19
everywhere you go.
2020
Christmas time.
Download yours now.
Oh, that's
Humble
good.
Records.
What day of the week is it?
Today's Tuesday.
I'm not awake right now.
I'm going back to bed.
Oh, that's really lazy.
Not lazy. I'm just,
I need my beauty sleep.
Beauty sleep?
Are you serious right now?
You'd have to sleep for like a month.
Plus,
don't forget, we've got a show to do.
That's today?
Like right now?
That's right, right now.
Showtime.
Showtime. And the big show this morning is the temperature. So without further ado.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
With 28 degrees this morning and a wind chill factor of 22, welcome to December. And December started, if you want to get technical, the first freeze was actually just a little bit before midnight, so it goes into books as November 30th. Again, with an asterisk, it was 31 at midnight, all right? Our forecast calling for another cold day today. For December, high temperature may not make it out of the 40s. The normal high this time of the year is 64. West wind at 10 to 15 will add a chill to the air, you bet. Dress appropriately. Clear cold tonight. I think we're a little colder, maybe a couple of degrees colder, maybe mid-20s for a low. I've got us at 26 tomorrow morning at this hour. Tomorrow, nice afternoon recovery, sunshine, high 56, chance of showers by Thursday night into Friday. I think we'll be near 60 on Thursday and Friday, and that starts to sound really nice now. cooler Saturday. Right now, 28 degrees, wind chill factor 22, 609.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I was saying sup to Rusty. Sup? Sup, Rusty?
What's up, Rusty?
Well, as long as we're all talking to Rusty.
Something to be proud of, Rusty.
This is both an electrifying moment, and but it's brought to you by Applied Security, and that's why I want you to pay close attention. Lady was filming a TikTok video when an intruder came through her patio door.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
And we've got all the action right here.
No, please get out. Please get out of my apartment right now. Please get out of my apartment right now. Get out. Get out.
Wow. I wonder if that made it to TikTok.
I don't know if that part of it did, but the idea is to not let them get that close.
I'm not too sure I'd have been as calm as she was about it. I'm pretty sure I probably would have started throwing some things.
You know that neighborhood app, you know, where...
Yeah.
I found out that there's a break-in, a forced break-in on my block last week, the other day.
Oh, boy.
There's a lot of stuff that doesn't make the news. That's why, you know, when we talk about Applied Security, I suggest people sign up for MySpotCrime.com.
Uh-huh.
And you can set the radius around your home.
Mm-hmm. What do you got it to? 5 miles or 3 miles or what?
I think I'm at 3.
Yeah.
But you'll get a report.
That fills up a page, right?
Yeah, it can. It's not getting better. Mm. So if you, the whole idea, and that's how our house is set up, you won't make it to the patio.
Mm-mm.
We will know you are there, and Mark and Vicky from Applied Security can help you add that extra measure of protection. Call them at 279-8338, 279-8338. You can get monitoring for under $30 a month, best deal in town. And they are local with 40 years of experience, so you can't find a better team to work with, and you'll save money, too. Their Alabama electronic security permit number is 276.
So say you're out on the patio in the middle of a cold night cooking steak, and somebody, would you know somebody was coming up? Is there any kind of security?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got that ring. Yeah, that's
motion
right.
Motion lighting.
Yeah, the motion light. Yeah.
And then
the
ring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the tricky things in the morning, because when I'm grilling,
mm-hmm.
it activates the ring every time I go out.
Oh, so it goes ring. Yeah. Letting you know somebody's at the door.
But Mrs. Rutabaga knows it's me, so.
Hey. It's not just any intruder. It's my husband.
Help!
Look who just joined the party.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
How's this all coming
along?
How
you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
It's payday, so that's a good thing.
That's nice.
Oh, that's right. I gotta pay bills today.
Oh, yeah. It's payday. You gotta pay the bills.
You gotta pay my hush money?
Yeah, how much?
So I don't go to the boss and tell him all the bad.
Yeah, what do I owe you this month?
You need to make a racket out of this.
Yes, you did.
Let you get away with stuff.
Yeah, it's $5.
I didn't see anything.
It's $5 for looking the other way.
The other way, exactly.
Per occasion.
Sometimes it's like $200 or $300 a month. I end up owning.
Depends on what mood you're in.
Our TV topic today is
about the pandemic. Could this be a better, a less stressful Christmas because of the pandemic? Tell me more. Well, one of them...
On one level, it makes a little bit of sense.
One level is less arguments with certain people.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
Anybody heard if the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company is having a party, Jay?
I don't believe we are.
I don't think we are.
No, we would have heard something by now.
We would have heard something by now, so...
And I think that email that we got...
Was that in November or, yes. or October?
It was in October.
October.
Because I remember I was out with the COVID when we got that.
Maybe they'll open up the vending machine for free for doing something. we've got to do something. Got to do something. 6:14, and
excuse me.
We have a sad surprise during our TV segment today, don't we?
Well, we're going to talk about the this business. People are always on the move, especially on the TV side of things. Mm-hmm. Jalea's last morning is tomorrow morning, and I got Clarence to be able to say that.
Clarence.
Because I think...
Yeah, Clarence, Clarence. Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
I think she announced it on Facebook, but she hadn't announced it on TV yet. But I got clearance this morning that we are allowed to say something about it. Of course, tomorrow is actually her last day. Andrew's off this morning, so it's a Jalea show. I'm sure Andrew's off because getting the morning off is going to be a little difficult now. Filling these spots are tough, especially with somebody as good as Jalea.
This reminds me of Marcy Novak, because I knew Marcy was going to be in a bigger market probably sooner than later, and that's exactly how it worked out.
Yeah.
In fact, I was very proud of the fact that she asked if I would be one of her references.
Right.
And, you know, she and Hunky Kyle, as she used to call them, they wanted to get out closer to Texas and family. And then Oklahoma City came knocking, and that was a perfect fit.
It's huge.
And I remember her new boss called me. I was at the Capital City Club.
Mm-hmm.
So I went outside on the roof to...
Spaghetti night?
Yeah, I think it was with Colonel Joe Panza, if I'm not mistaken.
Chef Boyardee.
And, and I said, I should tell you that she is the worst possible hire you could ever make.
Yeah, I've heard this.
Yeah. And
I'd be lying to you, and you'd be an idiot.
I said, actually, you would be a fool to not hire her. She's good at everything. Well, she's bright. She can converse on any topic. She knows her stuff with the weather. She ain't no Rich Thomas in a skirt.
I don't know what jump that was, but Jalea's about to make a 100 market jump.
Wow.
A 100 market jump. And probably that was the same.
Hey, should we play Indiana Wants Me?
But I can't go back there?
Yeah. Well, hey, I worked in that area
for
a year.
Can't do the music.
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to come out of somebody's pocket. And it's not going to be mine.
No, mine. Even on payday. I did some Cyber Monday shopping yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah. Not because it was Cyber Monday, because Goose sent me her wish list, which I had to beg and pry for weeks. I don't want anything. You help me fix my roof. Come on, honey. This is why I get out of bed every morning. Today, I fell asleep early last night. I woke up at 1:45, and I felt totally rested. It was great.
We had the most restful sleep. My dog and I, he just sleeps.
He is such a poser.
He cuddles next to me.
He is such a
baby
poser.
Baby was on the opposite side, almost in another zip code.
She's like, leave me alone.
Little Mexican Trail. That's how Briscoe is. Briscoe's with me.
Lincoln sleeps on top of me.
Did you like that?
How many pounds does Lincoln weigh?
About 15.
Oh, 15, about 6.
Okay.
Well,
that's
yeah.
Did you like that little fire I had going? In the
oh, man.
We
no.
cranked up our gas logs last night.
It was like a Courier and Thomas picture.
And even little Chase posed in that picture.
He looks so cute. Like, you have a postcard Christmas picture in that. I was like, okay, so you just need to put that on a postcard.
That should be.
He made steak and eggs look festive this morning. Are you kidding?
Yeah, I got to send
it. I'm excited because I know there is enough here. I've had my breakfast. I've now got lunch.
You got lunch.
Was it good? Was it?
Yes.
Okay. So make sure it's cooked.
Absolutely. Perfectly done.
Well, it was prepared. I put all the...
I can taste the nice little marination going on there.
I did that at 3 and then went outside around 4:05 to fire up the grill.
Boy, I hope you were properly
dressed.
In my
Florida Marlin pajamas.
I was going to say, I just sent you that picture. I think that is postable. A whole New York strip, folks. 2 eggs over easy. And that incredible toast. What do you call that? Artesian?
Artisan.
Artisano.
Artesian's a type of water. I'm sorry. Artisan.
I still say you need to try that other, the brioche. The brioche version of that.
We got some of those.
Oh, man.
What did you want me to do with those?
I don't know. Well, nothing. I can't eat it now. So.
Oh.
I was just saying the brioche version has, it's buttered.
I'm going to put in a request. I think it's about time for a sub morning, but like a half sub maybe. Or split it for their luncheon.
I can do
the meatball sub.
How about the meatball sub.
How about
cream herring?
Leanne wants some of that.
19 minutes after 6. Yeah, we ate some. Wiley Poundstone brought us a jar of creamed herring, and our friend Leanne Thompson
had a different name for it.
Yeah. It's okay.
Looks like a jar of.
Yeah, it was.
All right, we are almost at local news time.
We don't leave anything to the imagination, do we?
Boy, the sales of that are really going to tumble here in the River Region.
20 minutes after 6, local news in a second. Remember, if you need roof repair, replacement, maybe a screen door here and there around the house, or perhaps replacement windows that not only keep the cold out, sometimes as your house settles, there can be just enough space to let that cold air in around the window frames. Get energy-efficient windows that will help you save money and give you a tax credit. Jones Brothers Roofing, 800-264-8009. 99% of the time, if you see a stain in the ceiling, it's not a roof replacement issue. It's more of a settling, crack-developed, heavy rain like the kind we had Sunday.
Yeah.
Can drive it through a tiny little spot, make it look like a big problem, when in fact, it's not. They just go and reseal that area so it doesn't happen a second time and dispatch a painter to get rid of the stain. They've been doing this for 80 years. 80 years. Nobody stays in that business that long without treating their people right and giving their customers the best possible guaranteed outcome. JBRoof.com is the place to get started. News at 6:21.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. As temperatures are expected to fall below freezing, the City of Montgomery and the EMA have opened a warming shelter. Therapeutic Recreation Center off of Augusta Avenue will open its doors again today from 3 p.m. to 8 a.m. The son of late Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams was killed in a car crash Monday morning. Troopers say that 32-year-old John Williams Jr. was driving a tractor trailer that was hit head-on by another car driven by 24-year-old Justin Grant of Georgia. That crash happened on Highway 31 in Conecuh County. Both drivers died at the scene. Montgomery Public School students will be returning to virtual learning on December 7th. Students will remain out of the classroom until after the upcoming holiday break. Those are some of this morning's top stories. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. From the Montgomery Newsroom, I'm Jalea Brooks.
At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. And for this Christmas, for $99, we've made a gemstone diamond drop earrings. That's right, in all your birthstone colors. Unbelievably, only for $99. We do it in 14-karat white or yellow gold with the birthstone of your choice. Only at Marguerite's do we do a Christmas special for $99. Nobody else in the country touches us. We're in the Pepperidge Shops. We're open every day to Christmas. Come visit us. Let us help you out. Don't miss up on the $99 Christmas special drop earrings.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Got an Instapot just 'cause Amazon had a
Yeah, it's a Giving Tuesday, as we're going to find out here shortly.
Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
When is Receiving Tuesday? That's what I want to know.
Yes. Make my check out to Cash Tuesday.
I need a little bit.
He knows we're listening to him.
Yeah.
We're listening to Ryan in the studio. Ryan Turner. No, how about Ryan Stinnett?
Ryan Turner's Infusion, 296-1663. Yeah. InfusionCrownandLaser.com. I was just going to... When have you been there recently?
Go Wednesday for my final in a series of 5 cryoskins.
He is he's sort of like he could be a personal trainer if...
Oh, yeah. There's not an ounce of...
He's absolutely qualified to do that.
Not an ounce of fat on the guy.
But he's sort of my coach and cheerleader now because I've started... And I went yesterday. I got on that bike and I did my course in that freezing cold.
I don't know how you did it because I was in the warm gym walking my mile and a half yesterday. So I saw Brent, by the way. Walking around, he's just about back to up to the normal.
With a knee replacement?
Yeah. Oh, that's awfully cool. Yeah, yeah. And Hayden was there, and so we hung out a little bit.
Man, must have improved the knee replacement procedure to get people back on their feet that fast.
I'm so proud of this guy for being out there on that bike, not only every day recently, but... Even out in the rain and even out in the cold yesterday.
You know, we had sleet and stuff at our house yesterday.
Not a big deal.
We started getting calls about that yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, not a big deal.
North of the lake was the first to check in.
Yeah, it...
Quite a bit of blue on the radar up northern third of the state, too.
We were moving some stuff from one trailer to another, getting ready for this weekend, and a couple of stuff that we've got going on. And, it just started coming down. I was like, oh, my goodness. Like it's a little cold.
Just a novelty. It was not a big deal.
Well, it's sort of like when the temperature gets below 50 in Florida and they send people out to the TV stations go out to get...
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
It is 6:26. The research group YouGov did a survey that asked Americans if the holidays were going to be more or less stressful this year. And a lot of people say they'll be less stressed compared to years past. We're going to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. What do you think of this one?
Maybe less arguments if the certain people are not around you.
Depending upon if you've got family that's wanting to travel or not, less cooking. So less stuff in the house.
I'm thinking about European vacation. No, I mean Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
And some of those characters.
Well, we always, I'm very, Clark Griswold. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to have the perfect Christmas.
Right.
You want to have the best gift for everybody. You want your house to look perfectly festive. And then people show up and it never quite works out the way you envision.
Right.
But it's still good.
Right. Yeah.
It's still good. On the other hand, I feel sorry for people in Los Angeles because not only are they locked down like we were back in April.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, huge restrictions, but they've got neighbors ratting on each other.
Yeah, calling the cops.
And they'll cut off the water and electricity if you have, more than, 4 or 5
that
people
is not
to your
funny
house. That's stress.
Oh, my goodness.
To live with that. I just don't.
And that's just being playing mean.
Hey, Jalea, would a change of climate be more stressful?
Climate change?
Let me tell you guys, I've been going through it. So you guys know that I announced on social media that tomorrow will actually be my last day at Allen News Network.
No, excited.
I know. And these past couple of days below freezing, so I'm moving to Indianapolis.
Oh, it's much warmer there.
Anyone that has probably watched our show, so much warmer, right? anybody that's watched the morning show knows that any time that Ryan talks about temperatures maybe under 65.
Yeah.
I get a little twitch.
Well,
I have just been this past couple days, I'm oh man, what have I got here?
I worked that area for a year and there's a lot to like about Indianapolis, but who told you?
I heard great things, but
who told you over a year ago when we had that big group breakfast that you have an unlimited ceiling?
Yeah, you're so good, and we're going to miss you so much.
Whereas Ryan,
you guys have always been so encouraging. That's why this has definitely become one of my favorite parts of the morning. Even though we try to stay on topic, we always end up talking about.
Yeah, well, no. Well, listen.
We always have so much to talk about.
It's not like moving to Dothan. it's moving up about 100 markets, and that's just absolutely amazing. We're thrilled for you, but it is going to be a change of reality.
I'll make another prediction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You are the complete package when it comes to talent, intelligence, ability to communicate. Oh, you have a personality that bursts out of the screen. Mm-hmm. And I think Indianapolis is going to be a shortstop on the way to Chicago, New York.
Colder markets.
Pretty much.
Colder markets.
Yes, even colder and more miserable places. But, you know,
thank you. That means so much.
Rich and I have been in the business a long time.
The Bahamas.
Well, you don't make as much money in the Bahamas
on
television.
Good morning, Freeport.
The south of France.
The south of France, yes.
Yeah,
right. Tahiti. Do you see that?
Bora Bora. Yeah.
Do you see any of that?
Bora Bora would be great. I'll take that job.
Ryan, you're a Bora Bora.
I will say this. You can write your own
but
ticket.
I'm not a Greg Budell, praise the Lord.
No, but you know, I got to say this. We've been in the business a long time. I have achieved, so far exceeded my career dreams. Right. It's so exciting to see a young talent get the opportunity.
And I agree.
I think your ticket was...
And all jokes aside, that really does mean so much. This was one of the... I really wanted to make sure that we could kind of have a conversation at least before... my final day, because I just think that's, I don't know, that kind of makes me sad a little bit, but this has really become one of my favorite parts of the morning, and just getting to talk to you guys, even outside of our boxes on the newscast.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I appreciate that.
All right, well, that's going to make your holiday.
We got one day to make breakfast happening.
The pressure is on.
Oh, my gosh.
The heat is on, as Glenn Fry once said.
He was out in the middle of the night on his patio in 28-degree weather, cooking us steak.
Oh, my goodness.
New York strips. Huge New York strips.
This morning, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
So and they were good, right?
That's the kind of guy.
Expect?
Yeah, what could Julia expect
tomorrow? I'm keeping hope alive.
I'll see if I can find a frozen lobster or something out there and
bring it out
in the morning.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're going to Indiana, corn, because that's what they
There's a lot of corn up there. That's right.
I will take some cornbread toast or something. Make something extravagant with some corn in. I'll take that.
Okay, well... just know that we think the world of you, and I think that came out in this morning.
I appreciate that so much.
We love you. Have a phenomenal future.
Thank you. Love you guys too.
All right, take care.
And I don't know if Andrew will be back tomorrow. I don't know if we'll be chatting again.
Oh no!
No, they better put you on the chat.
I'm not
tomorrow.
Saying oh no about Andrew coming back. I'm
gonna make it happen. I was gonna say, but I'm gonna show him the clip that said oh no and tell him that. Okay, I've gotten the rap three times, guys.
Okay.
Oh, three.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
That's her last
As
day.
Always,
she doesn't
if you
care.
Want to hear more from our friends, yeah. Make sure you tune into News Talk.
You get the rap.
Monday,
you get the rap three times in Indy. You're fired.
Yeah.
How long did that segment go?
Look at
wow.
Us.
Wow. Look at Rich. He's having fun on the TV screen.
That was good. That was a good segment.
That was very
I'm
good.
I'm glad we did that because it could be Andrew tomorrow. You know, I mean.
Yeah.
He's back.
And Jalee is going to play that oh no segment and throw you flat under the bus.
That's funny.
Run you over and back it up.
Okay, kids, we are at 6:32. We're going to get our first traffic update of the morning. Come back with the timeline for the 1st of December.
Wow.
You know, as wretched as this year has been in so many regards, it's still hard to believe that it's December.
I love the way he writes because you posted my video this morning. You called it December. And I'm thinking, why didn't I think of that?
I was hoping you would say that to me, too.
Wow.
No, I just don't want to put it up there and say, Rich Thomas says.
Let me tell you how bad it is. So last night, you know, I'm getting the trailers ready, right? Getting mm-hmm. them ready to, you know, dropping the tanks, getting all the water out of the lines, making sure don't have any lines bust, right? So in the camper, I'm getting, you know, making sure the heat's working, LP's working. Okay, my tanks are full. We're good. Heat's up and running. 9:30 last night, one of my LP tanks was only about a third full. Uh-huh. And so it ran out. So at about 10 o'clock last night, I'm over there swapping over LP tanks to get my heat back on because it was cold. Ooh. And that burr was a definite factor last night. And I'm like, good grief.
God.
Cold.
I know. But and we got spoiled for a few weeks.
I know. It's crazy.
But we remember La Niña. Yeah.
The Lena
is a chick. I got to remember that. Keep things straight here. It is 6:33. Traffic Dungeon Timeline next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are already a bit busy this morning. We're seeing a lot of cars inbound to Montgomery from I-65 and 85. Already got moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery on the interstates. A lot of traffic inbound from 231 in Wetumpka, 31 from Prattville. East South Boulevard already busy this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. We have no reports of any accidents so far. Your pet is a part of your family. You want to protect them and keep them in safe and designated areas. Invisible Fence does this better than anybody. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Season's greetings from Brubaker Motors, wishing you safe travels this holiday season. Buckle up from Brubaker. It's better at Brubaker. com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service, whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
Hi, this is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. You hear me a lot on Blue Water Broadcasting for good reason. They are the best. AutoSave Tire and Auto advertises with Blue Water across the board, and our business has grown every year because of it. From the people you hear on the air to the people behind the scenes, nobody's taking better care of our business than Blue Water Broadcasting. So when you need to promote your business, do what we do. Call Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Less than a week ago, I can still remember how Thanksgiving used to make me full. I fell into a tryptophan trance and had to loosen up my pants. Then knew I'd be hungry in a while. So bye-bye to the last piece of pie. Kind of dry. I'm feeling the joys while the others will cry, asking who ate the last piece of pie. I ate the last piece of pie.
At 6:37 with the timeline for the first day of December, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
336th day of the year. 20 days. No, it can't be 20 days remaining.
24.
You know, it's of course it is. It's actually 30 days remaining. It was a typo. Oh. Today is Giving Tuesday. I don't give a... No. It's Eat a Red Apple Day. It's National Christmas Lights Day. Do you have anything outside yet?
Yes, I have my my laser show out in front.
Oh, okay.
So gotcha. Much easier than string up lights. I'm done with that. That's I retired.
And it's National Pie Day. Don't forget, I have an order in for apple pie.
That's right. Ed Asner's Deep Pot.
65 years ago today, Dateline, Montgomery, Alabama. This is a big deal. This is the day that Rosa Parks jailed for refusing to give up her seat on a public bus. It was, she picked up the bus right around Court Square. public bus to a white man, a violation of the city's racial segregation laws. The successful Montgomery bus boycott, organized by a young Baptist minister named Martin Luther King, followed. I was just looking at that date, December 1st, 1955. Little Richie was 22 days old.
Wow.
On that date. 1957, Buddy Holly and the Crickets appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. That's only part of the story. They performed That'll Be the Day and Peggy Sue. But Sam Cooke was on the same show with You Send Me. A really big show. On this date in 1958, this is bad. 90 students die in a Chicago school fire.
Oh, that was the Our Lady of Angels.
Our Lady of Angels School, operated by the Sisters of Charity. 90 kids died.
I remember that day. It was on the north side of the city. And you got to understand, in those days, the only news we had was TV. And I was at my friend's house after school. We were just hanging out and playing, and this bulletin broke. I remember his mother screaming at us to shut up because this was on. It was, oh my God, the city.
That's horrific.
Just,
that's terrible. Christmas season, well, I mean, any season, but you know what I mean.
The fire accelerated because the school had wooden lacquered floors and over 90 kids.
Oh my God.
Yeah, burned to death.
1969, the U.S. government holds its first draft lottery since World War II. The last draft lottery I was in, I know you were in a couple of them.
Yes.
I was 18. This is a TV show that can change your life. You're watching TV and they're drawing, like it's a raffle, numbers or dates.
313 and 348. Never forget those numbers. I got very lucky. My best friend got one.
Oh, my God.
Number, it was an October 1st.
Oh, no.
There's a website, I think, that you could go to. Years and years ago, I posted this on my Facebook page. But it was a website you could go to, and you could enter in your
birthday,
and it would tell you where you would have appeared in the draft.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to check that out.
I can't remember. I got to find it. I'll do a Google here in a bit. I'm working on random facts, but yeah, I'll look that up.
On this date in 1973, the Carpenters are number one with Top of the World, which is a very sucky song.
But it was number one.
It was number one and on Top of the World.
That's right.
Yeah, and we have the good parody version of it here, too.
Well, we used to have the theme song for Young World, which I was the kid show I was on, was La 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 La. Sing a song by the Carpenters. Another very sucky song. On this date in 1989, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation was released. That's cool. On the 1st of December. Also, The Tunnel makes its breakthrough at 11 a.m. on this date, 132 feet below the English Channel. Workers drilled an opening the size of a car through the wall of a rock. This was no ordinary hole. It connected two ends of the underwater tunnel linking Great Britain and the European mainland for the first time in more than 8,000 years.
Wow.
The tunnel. I want to do that. I want to do the tunnel.
I don't know if I like the idea of being under 132 feet below the surface of the earth for 130 miles or whatever it is.
You know, Bonaparte wanted to do it in 1804. Tom Brokaw signed off as anchor of the NBC Nightly News back in 2004 on this date.
Is that right?
This is a weird thing. In 2012, Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Jovan Belcher fatally shot his girlfriend. Then he drove to the team's practice facility, thanked the GM and the coach, and he shot himself in front of them.
And then I'd listen to Bob Costas give me a lecture on gun control after that. Geez.
Did you see the NFL is going to play a game tomorrow afternoon?
Is it the afternoon?
Tomorrow afternoon because, for a technicality, first of all, it's the Ravens and the Steelers that have been postponed two other times. This is
so
the
they're
third
not
time.
Playing that game tonight?
No. They have postponed it again, but NBC can't air it Wednesday night because they're doing the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center.
I hope they doctored it up.
They had to. So they had to put it late in the afternoon, which will knock out the whole news block at all the NBC stations across the country late tomorrow afternoon. On this date in 2014, AMC issued an apology for screwing up on social media. They posted a major spoiler on Facebook. Oh, just a little one. The night before Walking Dead, the season finale, and revealed the death of the main character.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I wonder if somebody got canned for that idea.
Birthdays, Zoe Kravitz is 32, and daddy would be Lenny Kravitz. Tyler Joseph is, you say, who is he? He's a big deal. 21 Pilots is a big deal, and he's 32 today. He's a singer for them. Famous L.A. disc jockey who Larry Stevens hired here in Montgomery, Mark Thompson, is 65, from the Mark and Brian Show in Los Angeles. Gilbert O'Sullivan is 74 today. Bette Midler is 75. Lee Trevino is 81. Woody Allen is how old today?
Mid-80s.
85.
Nope.
Jeez.
Lucky there.
Where was it?
85.
Hey, well, you said mid-80s, and I'm like, well, let me give you a specific.
Yeah.
85.
Wow. That's
middle genius.
And how many days? No, today is the big. 24 days till Christmas. We're 30 days away from New Year's Eve. 76 days until pitchers and catchers report. You know what I don't have?
School of Broadcasting.
Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to, we'll just fake it. Just go ahead and play
it. Fake it till you make it, Rich.
Yeah. Just quit. You know what? It's The Eyes of a New York Woman, 1968. B.J. Thomas, Billy Joel Thomas, right here.
I'll be in New York City.
Has a little of Foot Down a feeling.
He had a lot of hits, but that was his first big one. And it's a song you don't think about every day. But you know what? It's a pretty darn good song. You know who's a good buddy with B.J. Thomas? Dr. Sam.
No kidding.
Yeah, I used to do shows with him.
We had him on the air here. He was in town, what, 4 or 5 years ago? Was that in the Cougar still here?
Yeah.
2014.
That
would go back a bit.
Was he a good guy?
Yeah, very nice. That was the second time I interviewed him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I got to say, hey, remember me? I was with the Daily Illini back in 72 when you played the Erie Crown Theater in Chicago. So I remember the Erie Crown.
Yeah, he did also. Probably his biggest one, I guess, was Raindrops Falling on My Head. Right?
Thanks to Butch Cassidy and so forth.
Yeah, so there you go.
That is your timeline.
Your timeline for this morning.
With Rich Thomas.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited.
Get on with it.
Yes.
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
Dr. Sigmund Freud.
Oh, man.
And I will need that name in the form of a question. I'll ask for caller 7 this afternoon at 272-9228. If you are, you say, who is Dr. Sigmund Freud? I will accept who is Dr. Freud. You can do that.
Well, we come to think about all these famous doctors for this, and that's an obvious one, right?
Absolutely.
Who was the sex doctor? Dr.
Ruth.
No, another one. No, the one that thought that
Dr. Freud.
Dr. Freud. Oh, it is Freud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the Freudian slip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've made a few of those in my time. Anyway, Dr. Freud can win you Dr. B Burgers for two at Wing Fingers downtown. This is Bob's newest invention, and they're terrific. We tried them here downstairs a week ago Friday, and they've even invented a special bun for these. They're really good. And before you put a lot of ketchup or mustard or anything like that, I'm not discouraging that. Yeah. Take a bite of any Baumhauer's burger before you drown it in condiments, because that meat combination they use is absolutely sensational. So that's your Almost Dr. Baumhauer, Dr. B Burger, Daily Double Doctor of the Day.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Officially, we're in the upper 20s this morning. That's exactly where we expected to be. A cold day for November, from December, it's now December 1st, with a high temperature that may not make it out of the 40s today, but plenty of sunshine. Just a little breeze, enough of a breeze to add a chill. Clear, cold tonight, overnight low 26. Tomorrow, nice afternoon recovery with sunshine, high 56. Chances some showers by Thursday night into Friday with temperatures around 60 for Thursday and Friday, and that starts to sound great. Then cooler Saturday. Right now this morning, we have a wind chill factor of 22. Our temperature is 28 at 648.
Okay, we have a quick look at the roads coming up.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE, equal opportunity lender.
And that'll be followed by the Cheap and Trashy, which features, I know you guys, you and Jay have been watching The Crown, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, Menthol Meredith. Did a review on The Crown that you've got to hear.
Is that right?
And that'll be coming up in the next few minutes here. Right now, let's see what's happening with Skip.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. Got a minor accident, corner of Eastern Boulevard.
Are you looking to buy someone a new car for Christmas? Brubaker Motors can help. Make this Christmas one they'll never forget. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Twenty-four shopping days till Christmas, and in these troubling times, it's safer to do your shopping online.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hey everyone, it's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and New Year's resolutions are coming up. If you have been trying to find a gym in your area, you want to get back in shape, you want to get stronger, WP Fitness is your place to do it. And I know me personally, it's very important to find a coach with a lot of experience and really knows what he's doing. So I want to introduce you to Al Tacoin, owner of WP Fitness.
So the five things that you're looking for in a coach: your coach must have been there, done that. Find a coach who shares your morals and ethics. The coach must deliver no hands barrier accountability. You must have good rapport with your coach, and you must check your coach's references.
Absolutely. And Alex has all of that and more. Not just him, though. The other coaches at WP Fitness all have these qualities, which is so important. And it's definitely a place that you're going to want to work into your daily routine. Alex, how can people find you?
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook, WP Alabama, or online, WPAlabama.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Hi, it is 6:51. I know that, Jay, you and Rich have been watching The Crown, right?
Yes. He finished it in one weekend, the recent season, and I finished it up Sunday night. Oh, there he is. There's Rich.
Not in one weekend.
I thought it was one weekend you knocked it all out.
It took about a week.
Huh.
Yeah. But, I've seen the promos for it. The casting is unimpressive. We reenacted the royal wedding in Florida, and I've got pictures from that, and I'll show you. We had a Charles and a Di that were almost identical to the real thing.
That's amazing.
But I don't know much. I guess it's about the royals. I thought I'd listen to Menthol Meredith's review of it before I get involved.
Well, I've been watching The Crown on Netflix, but only because Princess Diana is in it. And y'all, that family was made for an episode of Jerry Springer. Did y'all know that doofy-looking Charles was actually dating Diana's sister when he met Diana? And that Diana was only 16 and he was 28? Jerry! 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 Then, when goofy old Charles married Diana, he had a side chick named Carmilla. Jerry! Jerry! So, Diana confronted his walrus-looking butt about cheating, and he still kept cheating on her until they got divorced and Diana ran off with the hot dude that was giving her horse-riding lessons. Jerry! Okay, y'all, back to binging. Who knew blue bloods and rednecks had so much in common? Cheerio! Or whatever.
You didn't like the Queen casting? Did you see the first Queen?
He hasn't seen any of the...
I've seen the one... Who was the actress that played Elizabeth? There was one called The Queen. Who was in that?
That was Helen Mirren.
Oh, she was great.
Yeah, no, that was an excellent movie.
Yeah.
And The King's Speech was good.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't find this Queen...
Well, I've seen the promos in the... It looks like that might be the guy that plays Charles. It was that kind of a thing for him.
Yeah, he didn't look as ugly as Charles really is.
I've got to show you. I've got to find. I've got it somewhere.
As ugly as Charles really is.
We used to refer to him, since he was in the news so much, as the world's most eligible bachelor, as Bonnie Prince Charles. All right. Moving on. Ever so delicately. Ice-T is getting a lot of grief.
Why?
Well, he said his father-in-law was a serious no-masker. He has pneumonia in both lungs now, 40 days in ICU, close to death. He's on oxygen indefinitely. Oh, he's a believer now. Well, so he's getting a lot of grief for, you know, being down on his father for being a no-masker, but his father is well past the age where people are most vulnerable. I just think it's kind of... I think Ice-T, what he needs to do is recognize his own age and get a real name.
Right.
You're beyond a middle-aged man now. It's time to join the real world and stop naming yourself after a beverage.
75-year-old Ice-T today announced.
Cardi B is apologizing after boasting how big her Thanksgiving dinner gathering was. 12 kids, 25 adults over the holidays. It was lit, baby. And now she's getting it from all sides for. And of course, as we mentioned during the TV segment, that's right, Chase.
First part
LA.
Of
the LA, they will shut your electricity and water off.
People are telling on each other. What does that remind you of? Nazi Germany.
Nazi Germany and then K5.
Yeah. Jeez. I'm going to hold that for later. The world's favorite Christmas movies.
You're not in them, Doc.
In Germany.
Germany? What's wrong with the Christmas movies we got?
They liked the Nightmare Before Christmas. That was their favorite. Second most popular, Gremlins. Most searched movie in the U.S. was The Nightmare Before Christmas, and that was also number one in Italy. Elf and Love Actually, which I still have not seen, were number one in 5 countries each.
Love Actually is going moving up the list.
None of the classics, though, like Wonderful Life and stuff, they seem to be moving down the charts. We're just becoming less.
Feel it in my finger. Oh, yeah.
Feel it in my toes.
The remake of Love is All Around in Love Actually.
Peter Dinklage has joined the cast of Toxic Avenger.
Oh.
The remake, yeah. Travis Scott, I'm not sure who that is.
Singer, I believe. Musician of some sort?
Yeah. Well,
I think.
He hooked up with McDonald's and has made $20 million this year. He endorses a lot of stuff. Nike, PlayStation 5. He's raking it in, which is great. Nothing wrong with that. I just don't know who he is.
Yeah, the first question is, what is Travis Scott's net worth? He's a rapper. His net worth of $40 million.
Paul McCartney says he was is faithful to his wife, even in his sleep, in an interview with the New York Times Magazine. He said, I recently had a dream of a sexual nature, and I refused to sleep with another woman. Even in my dreams, I was faithful to my wife.
Well, that's great.
That's so sweet.
Later this morning, we'll talk about our sexual dreams.
Johnny Galecki from The Big Bang Theory, who also played Rusty in Christmas Vacation, he and his girlfriend have split. They will co-parent their one-year-old son.
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
Yeah. And that's about it. Something later, a survey that was done on whether people think certain couples are going to last.
Is that the first Rusty?
No, he's the second. What's the
Oh, yeah, Michael Hall or...
Anthony Michael James Hall.
Yeah.
Albert Hall. Something like that. It was one of those halls. The show is going to Hall in a hurry.
What was the clothing line? Hall? You remember?
Robert Hall.
Robert Hall.
Thank you. You had those in Cleveland.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Wow. just waltzing down memory lane here at warp speed at 6:58. Eddie Vedder is now his own man with EXP Realty.
What?
He sent me, and again, he is to real estate what Rich Thomas is to a plate full of food. He knows how to show it off.
He is great if we're with real estate.
Oh, he is absolutely the best in real estate. And there's a place in Millbrook. It looks so tempting. I really would be very, very interested in what I've seen in this home. Eddie's always trying to lead me into temptation. But here's the thing. Eddie, when you give him a listing, he's going to bust butt to make sure it gets seen in every possible location. Plus, here on the radio. Who else, what other realtor can offer you that? So his goal, I mean, he just works relentlessly to generate.